Supporters of the Albany Bulb today spent the day collecting signatures to restore parking at the Bulb so people and their dogs and children can continue to enjoy the park. Orion is an activist with the ad hoc committee to restore parking. He says that the city of Albany has taken away over 50 parking spaces, that is more than half of the spaces that used to be there. Orion believes the city wants to make it more difficult for people to get to the Bulb.
They want to isolate the Bulb. The Bulb is a unique area of 30 years of homeless people, that campers, we call them. They're caretakers. They take care of the land. And they're wonderful art. If you go to Google Image and the Albany Bulb, you'll see this wonderful, wonderful art. Ocean Newman's one of the sculptures. It was a great sculpture once I walked out here. I've been doing it for 6 years. They had computer mice, 20 mice hanging, and then they had 20 mouse traps hanging. It's that kind of place. It's always a chuckle. Recently, 3 weeks ago, they had 100 people out here. They had a Burning Man funeral out at the point. Everybody was dressed in black, and there was 100 people, and that inspired me to do some sunset walks and get people out here.
Orion says the issue of the parking spaces is really part of a broader struggle to save the Bulb from development. There are plans in the works to make the Bulb part of McLaughlin East Shore State Park. Orion talks about what's already been done.
If you hike up the middle trail on the right side, you'll see what the state park has done. They've destroyed all the art, all the birds' nests, all the sculptures, and they've plowed it, and they put 4 inches of mulch across it and put signs on, don't walk on the grass. And that's what they're going to do in the whole Bulb. And then there'll be 30 years of art, and homeless campers will be destroyed, and also 30 years of the future. That's the important thing, is the future of all the art that could have been.
That's Orion of the Ad Hoc Committee to Restore Parking. For more information, you can go to sharethebulb.org.